Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Happened several years ago, in my sophomore year of college. I was sort of friends with this guy named Arthur.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
We just happened to be in the same engineering major, and we had very similar class schedules, with a lot of night classes, and even lived in the same apartment building next to the campus. I ran into him all the time, so it was inevitable that we would at least know each other. To be honest, the guy was a bit of a nut job. He was a very strange and introverted person. He didn't seem like the type to ever have any friends. I didn't want to be rude and ghost the guy because he was an incel, so he very quickly latched onto me and stayed in contact since. But there was something else about him that made me embarrassed to be seen with him. Arthur was extremely obsessed with the Joker. He wanted to be the Batman villain so bad that it was genuinely concerning. He would laugh like the Joker all the time, no matter what the reason was for laughing, and sometimes for no reason at all. He liked to dress like the Joker too, and even grew out his hair and dyed it green. The only thing he didn't do was put the makeup on his face. Even without that, he was known around campus as the Joker Kid, and I was known as the one who always tagged along with him. Since our routines were so similar, we walked to class and studied together most days, which made us see each other more often than I would have liked. One evening, I invited him over to my apartment to study for an upcoming exam. Our classes were so difficult that we often studied late into the night, so I offered up my couch for him to crash on if he wanted. On this one night, I was sitting on my bed while Arthur took the desk. As we studied for a few hours, I noticed that Arthur was acting a little stranger than usual. He kept staring at me through the pages of his notes while giggling under his breath. At one point, he got up from the desk and sat next to me on my bed. Nothing happened for a long, awkward moment. He just sat there smiling at me, not saying anything. Then suddenly, out of nowhere, Arthur leaned forward and tried to kiss me. I rocked backwards and shoved him off the bed. Then I kicked him out of my apartment.
Get the hell out of here!
No, please, it was just a joke.
Just take your stuff and go home now.
I couldn't help but look through the peephole and watch Arthur walk down the hallway for as long as I could see him. He was prancing around and laughing like the Joker the whole time. Even when he was out of sight, I could still hear him. The incident was weird as hell. I knew it was only a matter of time before I saw Arthur do some crazy shit, and I would have to suffer the consequences. For the rest of the night, I tried studying, but it was almost impossible to focus, so I went to bed early and tried to get some sleep for the exam the next day. I didn't leave my apartment until the last minute. When I situated myself in the classroom, I noticed that Arthur was late, but just before the exam started, I found out what had taken him so long. Arthur showed up to the classroom with a carved smile on his face. He had cuts on both sides of his mouth. He came and sat right next to me, staring and smiling, forcing me to ask what happened to his face. But he didn't answer. He just laughed. A moment later, the exam started. But the entire time, I could see that weirdo staring at me, completely ruining my concentration. As soon as I finished, I bolted to my locker and grabbed all my stuff, hoping to get to the building before Arthur did. But unfortunately, he was waiting for me right outside the campus. He had managed to smear on the Joker's face paint while I was inside. I walked by without acknowledging him, but he caught up quickly. We walked together in silence. My awkwardness and anxiety fueled me even further. All I wanted to do was get to my apartment, and as far away from the psycho as possible. Unfortunately, the only way to walk to the apartment building without taking a huge detour was to walk through a large wooded park. It was dimly lit, and few people ventured into it at night.
I didn't even think of the implications of going in there. But as soon as we were out of view from the street, things took a turn.
Arthur suddenly pulled out a knife and slashed me across the chest. I jumped back and sprinted away as fast as I could. Arthur chased me the entire way home, but I managed to rush inside my apartment and lock the door just before he barged in after me.
I took a moment to catch my breath before I leapt outside. I expected to see Arthur smiling, but he wasn't there at all. I immediately called the police, and they later came to arrest him. They found him sitting at the bottom of my door, just out of view from my peephole. If I had opened the door thinking he was gone, he would have killed me. When Arthur was questioned about why he attacked me, he said he wasn't inspired, but motivated by the Joker from The Dark Knight. I used to love that movie, but ever since then, I've never been able to watch it. Arthur caused me to fail that semester, and left physical and mental scars that are still with me to this day. This story was inspired by a disturbing incident regarding a British female who was accused of attempting to take out another female after being quote-unquote motivated by Batman's arch-nemesis, the Joker. The alleged suspect showed up at school on April 25th with both sides of her mouth cut, mirroring the smiling scars of the Joker, as portrayed by actor Heath Ledger in The Dark Knight. The female then lured a former school chum to a vacant area of the school, giggling as they walked, and then attacked her with a sharp object. Luckily, the victim only suffered a minor puncture wound to her chest. The defendant, who denies the allegations, had previously spoken about turning her face to look like Ledger's character, having a scar on both sides of her mouth to portray the Joker's smile. The female also mentioned that the Joker didn't inspire her, but motivated her. She then allegedly sent a follow-up message saying, "If the plan does fail, I will say the voices in my head made me do it." Earlier in the day, the girl told a witness that she was going to commit the act, but her pal didn't believe her. Prosecutors told the court that the girl was a fan of serial killers and mass-inflicted crime. In my freshman year of college, I didn't go out to many parties or anything like that. I mostly just stayed in my dorm. At the time, I was really interested in Batman content. I followed a lot of Facebook and Instagram pages of cosplayers and fan edits of Batman, so much so that those kind of posts made up half of everything the algorithm threw at me. But there was this one guy in the fandom that stood out to me. It was this page on Facebook of some Joker cosplayer. This guy looked about 50 years old, much older than most cosplayers. And in a way, he was actually really good at playing the character.
"Why so serious?"
He live-streamed himself on Facebook here and there, always dressed as Heath Ledger's Joker. Sometimes he would even live-stream himself getting into costume like in the movie. He was very talkative to his viewers too, like he was actually the Joker and they were his henchmen. There was rarely a dull moment as he was always doing weird shit on camera. Occasionally, the entire stream would just be him staring into the camera and laughing like a crazy person for hours, and nothing else. I decided to follow him. I found it a bit weird and creepy, but also an interesting interpretation of a character I was a big fan of. There was no schedule to when he would stream. I would just randomly get a notification that he was live. I always checked it out to see what he was up to if I could, but I never stayed for long. About a month after I started following him, it was October, and my classes were ramping up the workload. One night, after spending the entire afternoon and most of the evening studying, I turned off all the lights and crashed into bed, ready to get some sleep. About a minute after lying down, my phone buzzed. I reached over for my phone to check the notification out of habit. It turned out to be a notification from Facebook. It was that guy, the Joker, going live once again. I really didn't want to watch a stream this late at night, but my curiosity got the better of me, so I joined it. Right away, I noticed something different. Normally he only live streamed from home, but this time, he was dressed up walking down a street. What he was saying wasn't normal either.
"Looks like we got another one. Come on, people, tell your friends to join. Cause if we get 1,000 viewers, I'm gonna start killing lots of people."
Once I realized that he might be serious, I left the stream. I didn't want to contribute to the viewer count if something went wrong. I put my phone away and tried to go back to sleep.
But despite being exhausted, I was wide awake. I couldn't stop thinking about the stream. I was so curious. There was nothing distracting me from convincing myself that it would be fine to look at it again. I'd never seen any of his streams get past 100 viewers, let alone 1,000. He didn't even have 1,000 people following his page. There was no way he could get to 1,000.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I finally decided after 20 minutes that I wanted to be a part of it. So I decided to rejoin. That's when I saw the guy now standing outside some kind of restaurant. But then I looked at the viewer count. He was only a few people away from hitting 1,000. Just as I noticed, that number changed to 1K. Oh shit. Oh shit. A second later, the Joker started screaming and laughing in celebration.
1,000 viewers!
I'm nothing if not a man of my word. So, let's get to killing, shall we? Before I knew it, he pulled out a knife and entered the restaurant, flipping the camera over to show him entering. Everyone had stopped what they were doing and looked at him. It was like they were all frozen, with the same confused and freaked out looks on all their faces. I wanted to turn away, to put my phone down and act like it wasn't happening. But I couldn't. I was just as frozen as them. Suddenly, he turned the camera back to his face, lifted up the knife, then charged at the people. There was a second where his laughter and the screams of the people in the restaurant were mixed together, and then it froze. The stream was stuck on his face, smiling wide right next to a knife. Immediately, the chat was overflowing with messages from the viewers. Most of them were extremely concerned, but I saw a few of them cheering him on. A war erupted in the comments as everyone eagerly waited for the video to come back, but it didn't. I was dying of curiosity, but there was no way for me to find out what happened. I eventually turned off my phone and tried to forget about it so I could sleep. Weeks went by, and I still didn't know what had happened. The guy stopped posting and streaming altogether. Then, one day, I saw on the news that the exact same guy dressed as the Joker had been arrested for making terroristic threats and attacking people in a restaurant weeks earlier. Luckily, nobody was hurt. Bystanders managed to tackle him quickly and restrained him until police arrived. I don't condone or agree with what he did, but I still follow his page to this day, wondering if he'll ever go live again. This story was inspired by a disturbing incident regarding a man who dresses the Joker and live-streamed himself threatening to take people out. He had been arrested for making terroristic threats at a restaurant in St. Louis, Missouri. Jeremy Joseph Garner, 51, donned a full face of clown makeup in the style of the Batman villain, the Joker. He then drove to the Blueberry Hill Bar and Restaurant around 8:15 p.m., claiming his aim was to draw attention to the opioid epidemic. Garner said in the nearly hour-long Facebook Live video, "I'm going to start taking out people until this reaches 1,000 viewers. And once it reaches 1,000, I'm going to go out in public and I'm going to take out more." In the video, Garner orders a soda and tells the barman, "I don't drink alcohol. Yeah, I can't be inebriated when I'm planning on, you know, killing a bunch of people. It's not something you can do. I'm live on Facebook right now. I've got like nearly 2,000 people watching me." The University City Police Department responded after they received a report of a disturbance involving a male subject dressed in a costume. When cops approached him, the man said, "I'm not armed and I weigh 150 pounds. I don't have no weapons on me. I'm not going to do nothing. You've got me messed up. Accept all these bonds." After officers searched the area, the suspect was taken into custody. The charging document doesn't indicate whether he was in possession of any explosives or was otherwise armed. The man was since charged for his terroristic threats. A GoFundMe page was created for Garner that claims he was someone who was reported mistakenly. He claims he was just chasing clout and bringing attention to the opiate crisis plaguing this country. Back in 2012, I was living in Aurora, Colorado. I had been waiting for The Dark Knight Rises to release since I left the theater after watching Batman Begins. I managed to book a ticket to a midnight screening so I could see it before there was any chance of hearing spoilers. None of my friends were interested enough to stay out late for it, so I was by myself.
but the theater was completely sold out. After buying a drink and some popcorn, I got to my seat, which was all the way at the top, right under the projector. While the previews were still playing, I decided to take a piss before the movie started. When I finished my business at the urinal and turned around, I saw a creepy dude dressed as the Joker standing in front of the mirror. I was surprised I hadn't heard him enter the bathroom. It looked like he was doing something with the face paint, but I couldn't tell for sure. I figured he must have been a pretty big fan of the character though, as his outfit and hair dye were pretty accurate. Suddenly, he noticed me staring and turned around, then blew up in my face.
Stop staring at me, dipshit!
I'm trying to concentrate, so could you kindly piss off?
Chill out, dude. I was just checking out your costume. You don't have to be such a dick about it.
Despite exploding initially, the guy became oddly quiet. He stared me down with an angry look on his face. It creeped the hell out of me. After a few seconds, I decided washing my hands wasn't worth getting any closer to him, so I left and went back to my seat. The encounter messed with me a bit, but once the movie started, I completely forgot about it. The movie started out amazing. I just remember eating popcorn until this happened.
Whoa, check it out. It's the Joker.
Come on, why the hell do people always have to talk over the movie? What's so important that you... That guy again. I really hope he doesn't sit next to me. Is he really just doing this for attention? How narcissistic do you have to be to distract everyone from the movie just so they'll pay attention to you? Oh shit, oh shit! No, 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 no! He's got a knife! Run! Move! Go! Get out of the way! Stay away from me! Leave me alone or I'm calling the cops! Ah! No, no, no!
Stare at me? Huh? Why don't you stare at me while I cut you open and rip your guts out?
You're crazy!
Why couldn't you just die?
I sat there for a while. There wasn't any point in trying to flee with everyone else now that I knew there wasn't a threat anymore. After a minute or so, everyone was gone except for me and the people who were left behind after being attacked. When I finally got up and saw the carnage, I screamed at how many bodies were on the floor. The movie was still playing, but something happened in the chaos that made it glitch out. It was so surreal. I couldn't believe what just happened. The man who attacked the theater was arrested later on. Apparently, when they searched the house, they found it was booby-trapped with explosives, and they had to defuse them all. The media labeled him the real-life Joker, but I think they gave him way too much of the attention he wanted. He was just a sick freak in a costume. I've been dealing with PTSD from that night for years. Anything related to the Joker or the Batman is an immediate trigger. I've gotten better at managing it over time, but I don't think I'll ever be able to watch another Batman movie ever again. It's a shame because I heard the new ones are really good, but it's not worth reliving that nightmare. The story was inspired by a horrific incident regarding a 24-year-old man named James Holmes. On July 20th, 2012, inside a movie theater in Aurora, Colorado, during a midnight screening of the film The Dark Knight Rises, dressed in tactical clothing, Holmes set off tear gas and started taking aim into the audience with multiple firearms, taking out a dozen and injuring 70 others. Earlier, he had rigged his apartment with homemade explosives. These were defused by the bomb squad a day after the Night of Horror. Holmes confessed to the crime, but pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Psychology experts at the time told ABC News that while it's hard to know what Holmes' state of mind was before the rampage, details such as him referring to himself as the Joker would suggest that he was a deeply disturbed individual. Holmes was ultimately given 12 life sentences.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.